Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, February 19th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows legislative candidates and outside special interest groups involved in last fall's legislative elections spent about $16.5 million. The report shows nearly 300 legislative candidates spent about $11.4 million in the fall 2012 races and 27 interest groups, which spend most of their money on broadcast ads to smear the candidates, spent about $5,150,000. Here to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, how do the numbers I mentioned stand up to previous fall legislative elections, back to 2010, 2008, et cetera? And what else did the Democracy Campaign analysis reveal?
Well, spending is up pretty sharply compared to 6 years ago, if you look at 2006, but actually a down a little bit from 2010, for example. And I think a big reason there is the fact that legislative candidates and interest groups were competing for cash with the recall races earlier in the year in 2012, where $93 million was spent. And so that siphoned off an awful lot of the cash, absorbed a lot of the energy and activity. And so when you look at 2012 compared to 2010, actually there's a slight reduction in the spending. When you look overall, incumbent lawmakers spent twice as much as challengers. Winning candidates ended up spending 85% more than losing candidates. Republicans spent more than $3 million more than Democrats. That's the candidates and interest groups combined. If you just look at the interest groups, Republican groups spent twice as much as Democratic groups. So that gives you a sense of how the $16.5 million in legislative spending shakes out.
Let's talk about outside group spending. It tallied nearly $5.2 million. Who were some of the big players?
Well, three of the four top spending groups were Republican groups. They were trying to get Republicans elected. And the biggest spender by our analysis was a group called Club for Growth, which was on the Republican side, spent about $1.3 million, followed very closely by a group on the Democratic side, Greater Wisconsin. That group's political fund spent a little bit more than $1.2 million. Then you had Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, another group on the Republican side, spent about $1 million. And the American Federation for Children, which pushes school privatization issues, spent a little bit more than $750,000. And after that, you had a really sharp drop-off. As you mentioned, there were 27 different groups that weighed in these elections, but really those top four were the ones that did the lion's share of the spending, and like I said, three of the four groups were on the Republican side. So overall, when you look at the interest group spending, as mentioned, Republican groups doubled the spending of the Democratic groups.
As far as the top spending groups, are these newcomers, or have we seen them before?
They're not newcomers. You take a group like Club for Growth, they've been very active in fairly recent elections. That doesn't go back 20 years or anything like that, as is the case with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which has been a big spending group in Wisconsin for a very long time. But Club for Growth has been with us for quite a few election cycles, has been a very big spender, weighed in heavily in some state Supreme Court elections. Here was turning their attention to the state legislature. Greater Wisconsin has been the biggest spender on the Democratic side in recent years. American Federation for Children has been really active, but used to be known as All Children Matter. It's sort of reincarnated under a new name, but it's the same basic leadership. It's the same basic group pushing school privatization. So they've been very active in recent election cycles and state legislative races in particular.
What were the most expensive races and why, and who were some of the biggest spending candidates?
Well, the Senate was really the place where the action was, because the Democrats in the recall elections took over a very slight majority in the state Senate. The Republicans wanted to flip control back to their party. the assembly, you had such a large majority for the Republicans. Nobody really expected that that was going to change, nobody felt like the Democrats were going to gain enough ground to possibly flip the assembly. So the attention really was focused on the Senate, and it really came down, as it was shaping up, to three races in the northeastern part of the state. The 18th Senate District, which is Fond du Lac, Fox Valley area, the 30th Senate District, which is Green Bay area, and then the 12th District, which is up in the northeastern part of the state, up in the North Woods. And really only two of those races ended up materializing as big money races. Overall in the 18th Senate District, that's that Fox Valley District, the kind of Fond du Lac area, close to $3 million. We could account for more than $2.7 million in spending in that race. That ended up being a race where the Democratic incumbent was defeated, and that really led to the Republicans taking over the state Senate. That's what they needed to flip that race. That's why that race ended up being so expensive. A lot of money spent in the 30th District in the Green Bay area, over $2 million. We could account for just over $2.2 million in spending. That was a Democratic incumbent, Dave Hansen, but he was able to beat back that challenge, hold on to that seat, but still, the Republicans were able to take over enough in the Senate. Part of it was because of that 12th district race up in the far northeastern section of the state. That had been held for quite a few years by a Democrat, Jim Holfrin, who decided to retire. And that race really didn't become a big spending race, but the Republican who won it, Tom Tiffany, was one of the leading fundraisers and one of the leading spenders on the Senate side. He won by a pretty commanding margin, and that takeover by the Republicans, and that's really a Republican seat that was held by a Democrat, and when he retired, the Republicans targeted that and had a candidate who was very well financed. He won, so it was that two-seat Republican takeover got them control of the state Senate.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. To read more about the candidates and other players involved in the fall 2012 legislative elections, and to see how much legislative candidates from your area spent, please check out the February 19th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.